Nolte, Rachel Zegler used therapy, anti-anxiety meds to get through Snow White backlash. By John Nolte on June 24, 2025. Snow White star Rachel Zegler admits a self-inflicted backlash over her Snow White comments sent her into something of a tailspin. The backlash, of course, was of her own creation after the mouthy 24-year-old basically and arrogantly trashed the original Disney classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs as sexist. If that wasn't enough, she wished real harm on President Trump and his supporters on election night. She later apologized. Then she added Free Palestine to a tweet announcing the release of a Snow White trailer. Zegler is obviously an immature, spoiled, and neurotic nightmare to deal with. Just as obvious is the fact she couldn't deal with the criticism generated by her mean-spirited and divisive behavior. She courts controversy and then starts crying when it arrives. In a recent ID magazine interview, Zegler is now admitting she required therapy and anti-anxiety medication to get her through the accountability phase of her actions. At one point she admits she was in a state where she couldn't even function. When shit really hit the fan, she left New York to go home to New Jersey, spending time with her family and her dog, reports the magazine. My fucking psychiatrist has seen me through all of it, she told ID. She says the therapist assured her that, what you're going through isn't normal. That sentence did such wonders for me in multiple situations in my life. The anti-anxiety meds were truly a game changer, she says, because I just wasn't functioning. And I wanted to function in a way that made me feel confident in the way I was moving through the world. I think a victim mindset is a choice, and I don't choose it, she added. I also don't choose nastiness in the face of it. I don't choose negativity in the face of it. I choose positivity and light and happiness. And I do believe at times, happiness is absolutely a choice. And every day I wake up and I think I'm very lucky to live the life I live. Whatever, princess. Not a single word uttered by Zegler that brought on all that bad press was an act of positivity, or light, or happiness on her part. Instead, her behavior was arrogant, nasty, and polarizing, and deliberately so. Nevertheless, we all deserve a second chance, and if Zegler is telling the truth about how every day I wake up, and I think I'm very lucky to live the life I live, that kind of gratitude can bring peace of mind and the kind of she will need if she intends to become a movie star. As of now, there are no upcoming movies on her IMDb page. Rachel Zegler might be the first star to become box office poison before she ever became box office. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.